Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, October 28th. A fire in a house in Owen Sound was contained late this morning. Smoke was found to be coming up towards the roof when firefighters arrived at the location on 13th Street A West. Witnesses at the scene told Bayshore Broadcasting News the property owners were not home at the time. No one appears to have been hurt. A cat that was inside the home was reportedly rescued by first responders. Former Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly is giving his testimony today in the inquiry looking into the federal government's use of the Emergencies Act to remove protesters in Ottawa and at some border crossings this past February. Slowly stepped down in the midst of the convoy protest on February 15th, right after the act was invoked. He was criticized at the time for his handling of the protest after participants dug in. Slowly has said, based on the intelligence he received, he believed it would be a mostly weekend event, with some people forming a tent city after the weekend. Halloween is coming back to Fairy Lake in Southampton, and all are encouraged to join in on the lakeside trick-or-treating event. Resident Catherine Leonard says this year marks the third year they've held a Halloween event at Fairy Lake. It's set for 4 to 6 in the afternoon on Monday, October 31st.
They can come and set up themselves and give out treats and watch. They can dress up. They can do something spooky in the sitting around Fairy Lake, anything.
Leonard says they need people and they need treats. She says if you want to take part, just show up. Saugeen Shores Police are looking for tips to help solve a few recent thefts. Police say they responded to a theft yesterday in the 300 block of Mary Rose Avenue in Port Elgin, where an unknown perpetrator allegedly broke into a construction site and stole power tools. The vehicle involved may be a white GMC older model pickup with a damaged left taillight that's taped up with red duct tape. Police are also looking for information after a break and enter at Mowbray's Canadian Tire. They say around 5 Monday morning, someone broke into the fenced area along Highway 21 in Port Elgin. Saugeen Shores Police are asking anyone with information to call them or Crime Stoppers. The suspect in a home invasion attack against Nancy Pelosi's husband is facing an attempted homicide charge as well as charges of elder abuse and burglary. Reports say the suspect, who broke into the Pelosi home early this morning, was shouting, "Where's Nancy?" The U.S. Speaker of the House was away at the time. The 42-year-old suspect reportedly severely beat 82-year-old Paul Pelosi with a hammer before being tackled by responding police. Elon Musk immediately fired the CEO and other top executives at Twitter after taking over the company. The Tesla CEO is now in charge of the social media platform. The acquisition by Musk ends a months-long saga that started with a takeover offer to take Twitter private in April that he eventually tried to back out of before changing course and closing the purchase. In sports, in Major League Baseball World Series action, Game 1, Philadelphia Phillies visit the Houston Astros. In the NBA, 11 games tonight, the Toronto Raptors host the Philadelphia 76ers. The Raptors defeated Philadelphia 119-110 on Wednesday night. Game time is 7:30. In the Canadian Football League, the BC Lions visit the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Kickoff is 8:30. In the National Hockey League, 6 games tonight, including the Pittsburgh Penguins at Vancouver to meet the Canucks and the Winnipeg Jets at Arizona to face the Coyotes. In the Ontario Hockey League, 8 games tonight, including the Mississauga Steelheads at Guelph to face the Storm. Tomorrow night, the Owen Sound Attack host Guelph. Sunday afternoon, the Attack will be at home again when they host Kingston. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Mount Forest Patriots visit the Walkerton Capitals and Hanover hosts Kincardine. In WOAA Senior Hockey, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks visit the Petrolia Squires and the Shallow Lake Crushers host the Ripley Wolves. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.